What is happening, everyone? A little bit different look today. JB has been replacing Jamie the Cleaner.
Yep, permanently.
What do you think about that? Permanently.
Permanently. It's my show now.
Yeah, it's about time Jamie's benched for once.
I know, man. I'm so sick of being benched, but this is nice. I feel free. Hashtag free, yep. JB.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How are you doing today, Doer?
Doing all right. It's the last day of mild. We got some cold rolling in here.
Oh, you know, finally.
We've been lucky. We've had very little snow.
Yeah. I've been wondering about that with all of your outdoor content that you've been shooting, and I don't see any white stuff on.
Yeah. I've been very, very lucky with that, because you know, you get memories popping up of different photo apps, and it's, you know, it was minus X amount of degrees here, bit of snow there.
Yep.
But yeah, that's kind of a sidetrack situation, because as your little banner name shows, you are the latest T1 Grand Ambassador for the Right Company. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
That is very exciting. A few weeks
especially
ago,
especially coming from you, Mr. Grand Ambassador of the Year.
Yeah, it's you're going to have such a blast. That group chat that they curate for those. I mean, luckily you're only six. So, I mean, it's four less. So it should be a little more tame.
But, okay.
It's going to be popping for sure.
I'll take any pointers I can.
Definitely. And for those that didn't see it, the Right Company shared their six Grand Ambassadors. They're taking a sponsorship for T1, which is trimester one. So the first, I guess, 4 months out of the year. So you get a little bit more time. Yeah.
No pressure. JB's,
no, not at all. It's only a pool of 18 now for the year instead of 40. But you were the only guy without a logo. That's okay.
Sometimes you know what? I guess people enjoy looking at my face. So maybe that was what swayed Mr. Fisher. Who knows?
It could be. You know, there was no money involved, no money exchanging hands.
No, there was none.
No, nothing like that. But yeah, I saw you had a little celebration with some champagne flutes, so that was super cool.
It was apple cider, though, because I was working at the time, so it was not champagne. Yeah. But yeah, I had my wife came out and poured a little apple cider and surprised me with it. So
sweet.
Yeah.
Very exciting. But yeah, a lot of popping news today. Big announcement from PNS, which we'll get into in a little bit.
I did see that.
But speaking of PNS, we have our good friend Jamie, who's backstage. He's got that clean maker going. You know,
he does.
I still this don't stuff, have it
right here.
I still oh, don't
you
have
still
it.
Haven't gotten your bottle yet. Nope. That's because it went somewhere else in Canada.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So hopefully, Owen and their team, I think, is going to be getting that soon over at TOC. So hopefully they can get that up soon. But yeah, Jamie 10 does everything for the entire site.
Not just CleanMaker. Anything you need. You want some Radiance? You want some Swift? Go get a little 10% discount.
Does the Radiance smell good?
It does. It is. It's like a very... I haven't foamed it yet, but it's a very subtle grape. It's not like in your face... artificial grape, from what I can tell. So I'm excited to see what it smells like once it's been through the cannon.
Very cool. But yeah, with that, you know, if you enjoy these podcasts, be sure to leave a review on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen to them. You know, leave some comments in the chat, leave some comments after the video's been posted. That's a real help to us. And another big help to us is our good friend Fred over at Glovebox. Sponsoring this, we're just gonna add him on real quick and he can talk a little bit. What's going on, Fred?
What's up, everybody? How are you?
How's it going?
Happy Friday. Hello. Happy New Year.
Yeah, likewise. I can't believe it's already like this past week just flew by. You know,
it's been wild already this week, right? Lots of stuff happening.
But so Fred, what's what have we got going on with Glovebox this month?
Well, for the giveaways today, we'll give away a Glovebox RX kit. Next week, I'll give away the January Glovebox. I was going to give that away today, but we're still waiting on our subscribers for a lot of them to get their box. So I didn't want to lift the curtain on that yet.
I'm excited to get that.
It's packed. We had to use a whole new box because it was so stuffed with
things. I saw the weight on the UPS notification I got. It's a heavy box. It's like 7.5 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
I think 8 products. Actually, it might be more. And then
you're too kind.
The following week, we are doing we'll give away one of our t-shirts that you can find on our site. And then the end of the month, we'll do a giveaway for our new wheel and tire cartridge kit from Glovebox RX. So you'll get the foam sprayer and a bunch of the cartridges, so you have refills to use. So I thought that was a good mix of things.
Very cool. Very cool. So yeah, we'll have a question a little bit later on here for that. So people can really look forward to that. The people entering the giveaways, it's unbelievable how quick they are, you know, and
some of them are the same quick people every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Never in a million years that I think you know, there'd be so many people just chomping at the bit on their
keyboard. Yeah. Like Ryan and Keith Firebird have been hot and heavy lately. Those guys have been cleaning house.
We all seem to have our cycles though, because you know, I had a little one in the summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Dewar won a couple times this fall.
Yep.
I won a couple giveaways on live streams. I was doing great for a while on the Instagram giveaways. Like I've won.
You were winning every foam cannon under the sun for a bit.
God, I think I won 2 or 3. And then my biggest one though was my Viper chair.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mind. Know you won a Viper chair.
I won a limited edition all matte black one. They had like sick. 50 of them. And I
was really stoked on the white one that they dropped last weekend.
Yeah, just the other day. I'm actually hoping to stop by their manufacturing plant next Friday.
How are you going to fit that in a glove box?
we've done giveaways for Viper chair and no one claimed it.
What? Oh, geez.
Yeah, we gave a golden ticket away last January.
No one
claimed the glove box or like the giveaway in the glove box. It's like a golden ticket, like Willy Wonka. It says you want the Viper chair and nobody. So someone is still sitting on that and doesn't realize that they want a $650.
Sounds like it expired to me. Do it again.
I was going to say,
we might reload it and just start again because
that's an awesome idea.
It's been a year now, so I think it's time to reload that. But I'm going to go check out their factory hopefully next Friday. I'm going up to my uncle lives up near where their factory is, like about 45 minutes past that. So me and my brother and my cousin are going to stop there and check it out.
They seem to have a ton of fun over there. I mean, all their videos are posted on social media. And
I've met them in person several times at SEMA, and they're a wild bunch, to say the least.
It looks like a very fun place to work. I don't know when or where work gets done based on what I've seen.
Yeah, like I'll email and text them at all hours of the night, and they're replying to me. So
they're doing something right.
Yeah, they're cranking.
Speaking of doing something right, details and me. Congrats, JB. We have a $10 super chat.
Christy's always brilliant.
I appreciate it.
Man, she's been dropping all kinds of money. Starting 24 off hot.
She is. Did you see the package that she won from Mark's Car Care?
Yeah. She got a killer one on that one.
She won the entire inventory of Park's Car Care, it seems like.
Yeah, it's awesome. Congrats to her.
I'm excited for her to get her stuff.
Bit of a horseshoe situation, I think.
You talk about someone on the roll. She's actually had a great year of like some giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
The Active, she got that, which is great.
That's right.
Yeah, so like she's had a good year in giveaways. So good for her.
I love seeing people get their stuff, use it, post about it, make videos. Yeah. This is great.
Take care of her family. Like she's an inspiration for a lot of us. So,
well, speaking of giveaways, if you're not so fortunate with giveaways, our guests do have some wicked deals that they can save you a bunch of money if you're not super lucky. So, JB, I think we should bring those on. I think we have a little bit of a promo video for them that we'll spin up here, and we'll get our good friends on here.
Another episode of Detail Matters. This month we'll be unboxing the March 2023 glove box.
On this episode, it's all about the car detailing deals, whether it's from brands like Glovebox or many other brands that have helped out with the group, providing promotional code. We got Fred coming on. We got Martin from Bell Lavaro Auto Spa coming on with his expertise. And we got David Bram, the creator of the group. Let's jump into it.
Awesome.
Welcome everybody. David and Martin.
Thank you. Hello. For making this
Thanks
happen.
For having us.
I do say, David, I love your background wall. It's
pretty epic.
Those shelves.
Hey, there's a photo of that popping up in the group. It's
so organized and pretty.
He's got the cool blurred background.
His shelves aren't bending nearly as much as mine.
No.
Yeah, Martin's desk looks like a working desk. You know, looks like it's
studio workstation. It's multiple things going on in this room. So
very can't trust the clean desk, right?
Yeah, there's the minimalist desk approach is very popular now, but I'm for it at times and not really for it at others. So
minimalist doesn't really work so well if you're actually working at that desk. So,
but and then David over there, I hope he can give JB some tips on shelving because I mean they're a little bit better than what we got over. In Saglam, Sacramento,
shelf to break. So
mine is just literally all of my stuff that I don't keep in the garage. So I don't care what it looks like.
Fair enough. So David, Martin, welcome.
Thanks.
Really appreciate having you guys on. Jamie is dealing with some family stuff right now, so he wasn't able to attend. But JB and I got this along with Fred. And you guys, so let's just tell us a little bit about you guys, because really with the car detailing deals on Facebook, a very nice private group to be a part of. There's 5,600 or 5,600, I should say. I don't know why I'm complicating that number. 5,600 members right now, but kind of just explain kind of how that started and, you know, how That's do you guys find all the deals and such like that? So,
let's see here. I bought a car, I don't know, 3 years ago that I thought, hey, maybe I should take care of this thing. And I went down the rabbit hole and started signing up for, you know, everybody's email. Send me the coupon codes. And then I found detailers on YouTube. And started going crazy from there and just figured, you know, where's the aggregate for all this? Where's the spot to see every discount code? And I kind of searched around. I didn't see one and started one, but I noticed in all the groups that I was in that Martin was there and Fred was there, and they seemed like nice guys and pretty even keeled and, you know, never said anything out of line, which is, you know, kind of the way we like to keep it. Yep. And so I asked them to be mods, and it's just over a year old. December 30th, we started.
And we grew quickly.
It was that. Yeah.
David, yeah, are you a hobbyist, or is this a business for you?
Hobbyist.
Hobbyist, okay. Okay. So we're on the same page here.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Very much so. It's and then Martin, yourself?
Kind of a mix between hobbyist and professional. I don't do it full time, but you know, I've got the full list of services available. I got people that drop off their cars with me and such. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm just taking care of my own cars and putting it on YouTube, things like that. So
very cool.
Torturing that poor hood.
It's from my old car. I don't even have that car anymore.
You sold it without the hood.
It had a carbon fiber hood on it, and it was raining really bad that day when I went to trade it in. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, dang.
I'm not taking anything off. And the salesman at the dealership was like, hey, I'll give you an extra $500 if you keep it on. Oh, so I was like, all right. And I found it. The guy who owns it now, second owner, he reached out because he was like, a lot of stuff on this car I notice isn't factory. And I'm like, yeah, he's like, you know, I found him like, oh, yeah, here's a list of things on there. So enjoy.
It's always fun buying someone's project car.
Yeah.
Never know what you're getting.
No, that's true.
He lucked out because the dealership didn't know what was on there.
Interesting.
I traded in a car once that I just had the suspension done, but I couldn't pass up the deal on my new car. I just gave it to them with it was completely slammed to the ground, and I said, hey, all the stock stuff's in the trunk, here you go.
Actually, Martin, I had a question. How long have you been detailing at all? Like, when did you start getting into
I think I started professionally, I guess you could say, in 2019, around that time.
Sure.
Prior to that, I hadn't done any paid jobs. I didn't really start until I moved into the place I'm in now, because it's a duplex, so I got a garage, running water, backyard, and all that stuff. Before that, I was always living in apartments, and it's kind of hard to detail at an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
So I was doing what I could, but most of it involved going to the coin wash and doing it there. I got here, I just saw the opportunity. I was like, I could probably get paid to do this, honestly. So
yeah,
I just went from there, started getting better and better at it. And, you know, now I can offer the full range of services other than things that require a big studio, like, you know, sure, PPF and things like that. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, yeah, JB, JB, I got started detailing way back before Martin was born. And, and my,
you're not lying.
My 1995 GTI VR6 won Best of Show.
Oh, you're speaking my language now, David.
It in Connecticut at, starts with an L. There's a big Volkswagen show there.
Oh, and is awesome.
Yeah.
So with the 99, was that a Mark III or a Mark IV?
It was a 95, and that was a Mark
III. Oh, 95. III, okay. Yeah, that'd be Mark III.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I had a soft spot for the VR6 Mark IIIs. I'm a big Volkswagen guy myself, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so I won this great big chrome bowl, and the next weekend I was in Woodstock, New York for a Volkswagen show. And I had the bowl in the back hatch. Yep. And of course we're standing at the front of the car and I smell something burning.
Oh, go, no. The
sun was reflecting off the bowl.
Oh no. Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
cool. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was crazy.
So you said that you made Fred and Martin mods of the car detailing group. Did that happen early on? What was it? I know you said that they didn't seem to have anything negative, but were there any like specific qualities that you saw in either of their like comments or activity that you were like, these are the guys?
You actually did like a vote, right? Dude, like you were asking people.
That's the right way to pick them. That's the right way to pick mods. You just got to vote.
Yeah, I don't quite remember. I mean, I remember seeing Martin's videos, and he seemed to be everywhere. And, you know, he had a little snark about him. And so I figured, sure, you know, like, hey, Martin, you want to do this? And he was like, oh, all right, you know. And then Fred, I had seen around and you know, had made some posts about doing SEO and whatever else for some folks. Yeah. I figured, oh, this guy might be great. And we just seem to hit it off pretty well.
Yeah. Like I know I'm in a bunch of different group chats with people, and like Martin, Fred's David everywhere. And I have one. And we're always going back and forth or talking about products or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, I'd been
it's been a good group to have. Like they're really good guys and we get along really well.
I've been moderating the AutoGeek group for the past couple of years since the time when Yancey used to be in charge of all that before he left AutoGeek. He left and we were all kind of bummed, but we're just like, you know, the group kind of just AutoGeek kind of ignored it, started ignoring it after Yancey left. But you know, we just kind of stayed in there to moderate it as best as we could. So I think that might've been where David took notice of my moderation style. Cause, you know, I try not to be egotistical. But when there's just complete silliness happening, I'm just like, all right, this, you know, we're going a little too far now.
Right.
Yeah. Cause I'm a mod for one of the Ray company groups, and it's really, really fun, you know, just like, hey, it's like, I have a certain level of control that no one else has. So it's,
I haven't had to exercise that control yet. I'm itching to ban someone, but speaking of well, I guess we're not speaking of anything, but Bro Dizzle Dazzles Detailing, $20. Thank you for the super chat.
I know you guys yesterday on the Keep It Real podcast had a real hard time like announcing this name, and actually
I can't say I can read it, but I can't say
Bro Dizzles Dazzle Detailing.
Bro Dizzles Dazzle Detailing.
Doesn't work.
Good to
for
see
me.
My boy Martin on a podcast. Talk to him all the time. Super helpful when I ask a billion questions. Super good dude.
And yeah, he's actually sent me a few products to test before, so I appreciate that.
And all Christy, thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to Glovebox. I give back when I can, and Fred, your boxes do not disappoint. That
She's
is true.
A subscriber, so thank you, Christy. Mm.
And so like we said beforehand, Jamie. You know, set a lot of this up before he had to dip out. So this banner that we have here says, "Speaking of deals, Glovebox is a heck of a deal, ain't that right, Fred?"
That's right. We try to give everybody like, I don't know, 40-50% off retail when we do our boxes, and we really shoot for like a $60 minimum value.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that December box, first thing I pulled out was a $60 coating, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, that was a good box.
And it takes a lot to get like brands to fit our costs in our box. Cause like, say you paid full price $34.99, which a lot of people, you do after you subscribe after your first month, but we have 30% off codes like Jamie, Eddie, I think there's a bunch of codes out there. So you could save 25-30% off. So, you know, to fit some of those price points in the $34.99 cost that we have, it gets really, really hard.
It was November, October box. There were smaller bottles of Ultra Wash and DIY rinseless. Was that something that you guys worked on together for that?
Yeah. Cause sometimes the brand can't go to fit what we need to make the box work. And it's just about numbers. It's not about like, you know, issues with a brand or like whatever. It just comes down fundamentally to can they get the quantity and can we meet the price that we need to make it work? We've had boxes over $100. We've done that 3-4 times. We had $125 before, and that's because we had a great partner that month. But like, it's tough. And when people like, they'll make a comment about, sometimes like what we put in it or do this, do that. And it's like, usually wholesale is 30-40% off.
Yeah.
You know, we're having to squeeze sometimes more than that to make this work for everybody. So like there's some brands out there, I won't name names, like they wanted to give us 20% off for wholesale. It's like, and get that going to detailed image, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know, we do our best to make that work. And like CarPro's tough, or Koch Chemi, like we love those brands. Mm-hmm. They're just higher cost, and like Koch Chemi's gotta come from Germany, so their shipping costs are super high. So we still talk to brands like that, and we still try to make it work. And sometimes we can do it, and other times we can't. So we're constantly working on it, though.
Discount I've never gotten a bad box for Koch Chemi on detailed image either. Or like excluded. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's the price point for them is pretty tough. So, and I think that helped. You know, me being part of moderator for the group, I know a lot of brands because I work with them every day to try to get into Glovebox. So like I'll reach out to whoever it might be, and I can get a code sometimes for the group, like Lithium, for example. I don't know, I've done it a handful of times, or Martin knows a ton of people. So I think that's helped a little bit too with trying to bring in new blood.
I wake up some mornings and the first message I have is from Fred, and it's a new deal for the day. Like before I even see it on the group, it's a message from Fred.
Well, I'm 2 hours ahead of you. So
that's you've had time to scour the internet that morning.
I remember I posted one probably like a month ago. I was working like a madman at my day job, and I think I posted one at like 4 a.m.
And somebody have seen a couple.
What are you doing up that early? I'm like, I work a lot, so I don't know what to tell you. I'm not bragging about that. I wish I didn't work that much, but we try to get ahead of it as soon as we can. I get tons of emails and text messages and all sorts of stuff. So Martin's good at it. David's good at it. We just try to keep up with it. And I'm always looking for new ones, but sometimes that's harder to weed through a little bit. So,
well, going over the existing ones, do you guys want to discuss maybe some of the companies or brands that the group has specific discounts codes for, and you know, maybe entice some new members to potentially join?
I've got a couple to mention. Aside from a lot of the bigger brands, you know, which they're good, they offer us good discounts. I notice a lot of them will usually offer the group a slightly bigger discount than they will, you know, like individual YouTube channels and things like that. I know Ryan West Industries, they offer a pretty substantial discount because they blend all their stuff in house, so they're able to, you know, sell it at a lower cost. And we've also got
some, one that needs to get removed from that list. I think it starts with an A and ends with a PEX.
Is it on there? I think I know what you're
talking about. It's on there.
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. You know, maybe if you need any more mods, let me know.
Yes.
I think it's good for we got a lot of smaller businesses too.
Yeah,
we got a company called The Final Details. There's another one I can't remember the name of. They got a YouTube channel as well. You'll see them promoting in there. You know, they recently in the last year or so started up their businesses, usually like a one or two man show. But we try to help the we try to promote the smaller businesses more than the bigger ones, you know, because we like to see the smaller businesses grow, because, you know, you get a more one-on-one type of experience with these guys versus sending a support email and waiting 24, 48 hours to hear back. Most of these guys, you can just message on Facebook and they're usually available.
Yeah. And like The Final Details, he actually lives right by me. Him and I met originally at car shows. Steve's a good guy. He's by himself trying to do all these things and create his own brand. And so I get a lot of guys like that credit, because I'm in there too, doing it with Glovebox and that kind of hustle and want to do this. You know, I love highlighting brands like that, not necessarily all the other big ones that are out there, because they get enough.
They don't need the help.
Yeah. And I mean,
if anybody share it, but like Adams, for example, I'm not going to share them every single day. They have something going on.
It's a new coupon every
day. Like Adams got enough exposure through their own
rare, but now it seems like the last 6 months they've been just every day there's something.
I can't tell you last time I paid full price for an Adams product because there's a specific coupon for whatever I need to
pay full price, honestly.
I think that's almost like a challenge, you know. It's like, hey,
it's like a marketing thing, you know.
Retail. And I mean, for those that are new to Glovebox and haven't purchased one or haven't received one, they always, if you still do, correct me if I'm wrong, Fred, but there's a little card in there too with the unique codes for every brand of everything in the box, free feature that I think lasts a good bit of time.
Yeah, usually some of them don't have a time limit. I can actually I should probably start sharing those in the deals page. If we don't already have an existing code for that brand, I could probably do that. Some of the brands give us a deadline, like you have 30 days from the box, and we tell them that's not enough sometimes, because you might not get through.
Yeah, exactly.
You might not get 30 days, especially in the winter for half the country. Like, you know, like a lot of people can't clean their car right now.
Wintertime, what's that?
The tundra. Yeah. All you warmer weather guys.
We're getting our blast, so I have to get all the warm weather goodness out of me.
Yeah. So like, you know, we asked for a little bit of runway on that. But I could definitely share some in there. Like, we have new ones like Aero Tags we did for December.
The air freshener.
That'd be a cool one to throw in there. So I'll start looking at it. Yeah, David's got it sitting here. So that's a good idea. I like that, JB. But yeah, we usually give dedicated codes for that month. But I can start sharing that in the group too. So that's good for the brands. Like, any way they could sell something, it makes me happy. So, and we keep trying to work for them. And same with the group. Like, we're there to help promote brands that I think we like, because David and Martin and I, we talk about these brands all the time. And it's like, if we don't like them, you won't see us really commenting on a certain deal. I think David set a lot of good rules up for starting this whole thing. There's a pin thing. I can actually share it if you guys want to see it. Can I present?
Sure.
Share screen.
Should be able to.
Yes, I can. Beautiful. So here's like a list of some of the ones that we right now that we have
pinned. We do have a super chat real quick from Vales 1D350Z, $2. Where can I find the car detailing deals group? Thank you for the super chat, by the way.
Well, I think we'll get to the group in just a sec after we get Freddie's stuff here. Perfect timing.
List of all the ones that we keep pinned. That these are dedicated to our group. They were created for our group, so that's why we keep them up there. They're not going to go, you know, to the wayside, or they're not seasonal, or, you know, changing every day. So these are the ones that are legit there. So there's some great brands there. You know, we got to edit that one PEX one.
Real quick, are all those your tabs open at the top?
Yeah,
I was just going to say that.
Those are his emotional support tabs.
That's what my brain feels like on the daily.
I have four browsers. So you just.
Well, I think if anything. If anything, we need to have a deal with like a micro center or something like that for RAM, you know, just
because why is my computer running so slow?
I got plenty of RAM.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I manage like five brands at work. So like I have to have so many things open all the time that it sucks to like close something and then try to find it again. So now I just leave it all up. So So that's my excuse in that. So I will share the actual link to our group.
And I guess with that group for David and Martin, so it is just Facebook specific. Yes. So if you don't have Facebook, sign up for Facebook. Right. And then for people who want to join the group, they just put in the request and then obviously
answer the questions as well. So we know you're not a bot.
There's a few really simple questions.
I think I answered it wrong the first time and I didn't get accepted because I can't read apparently.
You're suspect.
Well, it's the bot thing, right? The Facebook bot thing. We want to
make bots, the scammers, the people from ruthless China that are just trying to post like all their Alibaba stuff, you know. So
right. Pakistan. We had a wave of Pakistan too for a while, right, David?
Yeah.
Pakistan.
Dang.
Yeah, I think it was the second largest amount of people to the group last year in 2023. So
everybody wants a deal.
Everybody the wants
group blew up quickly like for a while there.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch this grow and have, you know, owners of the companies join us and do stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the DIY guys and the Armored Detail Boys and Jason Otterness.
I've seen him poking around warehouse there.
He posts quite often.
Tim Coates from Ethos.
Yeah, all those guys. I mean, it's really cool to have them there, and that's why, you know, we all work hard at keeping it, you know, clean and fun and, you know, somewhat PG and,
you don't let it get out of control.
There's not too much drama. There's other groups for that.
Yeah. There's no drama. We don't allow it, especially Martin. No.
If there's groups you find that are detailing related that I'm not in, that's probably the reason why they're just too ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last thing I want to do after coming home from work is argue about who can clean cars better. I'm just like,
exactly. Because at the end of the day, I think with a lot of the detailer drama, at the end of the day, we're all after shiny cars.
You're not a real detailer.
No matter how you get there. Yeah. So just I guess with
clean cars, be happy.
With the Facebook group, we're just over the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
I guess question for Fred, David, and Martin, is there anything you'd like to see kind of improve with the group, or you know, change, or kind of goals even for this quarter or for the year?
I mean, I think just more brands, right? And more, of course, grow the viewership. I think more brands that can come in and get involved, I think would be good.
Right.
More brand participation, maybe doing like group exclusive deals, giveaways, things of that nature.
Yeah. Ryan West has been great for that. You know, like some brands have stepped in and see this audience and
he's doing a PS5 giveaway right now. So,
yeah.
Check the group out for details.
Do you guys have any specific brands that you want to see join, like personally? They'd be like,
CarPro.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. CarPro.
And I talked to the owner and Corey from Sky Car Care to see if I can get them to join.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's people from other brands. They're just quiet. Like they don't.
Right.
I can name them, but like they're there, and occasionally they'll throw like a lob something over the fence, but they're really quiet. And I think that's a miss sometimes in their part. Like they should.
Yeah. Some people just aren't like they're just not, you know, social media type people. They just don't really care to be on there at all. So.
I would like the group to be a bit of a clearinghouse as well for the bigger brands who, you know, maybe they made 10,000 bottles of something that's not going. So like, you know, or they mix something and it's the wrong color, right? We had that happen. You know, brand was
that's a good idea.
Said, hey, you know, we need to get rid of this drum of stuff. We're going to cut you guys a deal if you buy in the next 3 days.
Sure.
You know, so doing that, having the bigger brands come in and say, oh yeah, we've got 8,000 bottles of ceramic glass cleaner we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I've seen a post from it might have been before my time there, but from Armor, I think they ran a
we've had some special
for their gallons or something.
Great.
Yeah, it's Decon soap and their panel prep.
Right.
And they're selling it like cheap, like really people cheap. Got in on that deal.
I thought it was a new post, honestly, and like I got all excited and ready to like buy some, and I was like, this is from 6 months ago.
Yeah, those guys have been great. So hopefully they're watching. Yeah.
Shout out to DJ.
I think they've been great for the entire like community in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like they're always hopping in these live streams. They've been great partners for Glovebox, been great in our group. Like they're fantastic.
Dropping crazy super
chat. What I like about DJ and Bradley from Armor is they are first and foremost, you know, experienced detailers. They're not, you know, some guys coming from a marketing agency trying to push a new product. Like, I talked to DJ a little bit, and, you know, he's got a background in chemical manufacturing, he said, since high school. So he got together with Bradley. They just put their heads together and they're like, hey, let's dump a lot of money into this brand, make it one of the best things you've ever seen. And, you know, there we go. So that's where they're at. And then I mean, they're doing a good job, really. Like, it's, you don't see brands like this come out often.
Yeah.
Then I kind of wanted to just taper off just a second. Like what we can do more with the group. Like David had a great idea. Like a month ago, he created a secondhand detailing. So if you have supplies or materials, or tools that you don't want anymore that you want to sell, he created a group for that. Like it's, I put it in the chat. Like, it's a great idea. So I think
David's been
an innovator in some of these groups. And I think that if we can keep doing that, I don't know what the next thing would be, but maybe it's one all about training and like talking about training that's in your area. Maybe I just thought of one, but like, you know, stuff like that. I think David's been kind of a leader on, like, it's been really cool to see his ideas come to hit the pavement and run. So,
yeah, I think it's good to have those because sometimes the marketplace style can really flood a group really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, I've got a garage full of, you know, stuff that I don't use. I'm looking at 4 MTM foam cannons there. I've got up there, you know, and it's, my wife walks out here like the rest of you guys and she says a bunch of F words and walks back in the house. And so, you know, I'm trying to, I was thinking, you know, how do I get rid of this? Marketplace sucks. And we get asked all the time, can we list stuff for sale? And that's a big fat no. So just said, let's do this somewhere else. And it's been going pretty good. There's some interesting stuff. I've sold a couple things. You know, I overbought some Press-All spray heads. So I, you know, hey Martin, I got a box over here if you want some.
Mm-hmm. Press-All.
I mean, I wonder if Eddie's watching.
He I was might, gonna say it's
I'm it, never it's I'm never paying right that price for Press-All. I'm sorry, but they just I don't see the allure to it. I know some people do, but
yeah. So that's been good. And Fred's a mod there, you know, in the secondhand detailing. And I asked Martin, he said, nope. So
I moderate a lot of groups as it is. Yeah. So I was like, I don't want to take on another one.
It's a full-time job at that point. I mean, you've got too many to, you know,
there's
no break.
I just submitted my request. So hopefully I get approved.
Oh, you weren't a member?
I was not. I have,
there's a lot of stuff.
The issue is that a lot of it's, you know,
lower
48 asterisk.
Should I deny you were live on the live stream?
You should. But yeah, so I guess even though on the main group, I know there's no like self-promotion for your kind of own stuff. But with JB becoming our grand ambassador for the Rag Company, they get the discount codes applied to them. So from the influencer type people, them posting their codes for brands that may not be overly public, how do you guys treat that?
I'm fine with that. What I didn't want to do is have someone come in and say, hey, I live in Albuquerque. I can detail your car. Here's my phone number.
Like,
right? We've had that happen.
Right. Yeah, so that's the self-promotion we don't want to see. Right. So, you know,
Jamie's roasting me in the back. Here we go. I think too, because I see a lot of, you know, from either the company specific groups or groups like this, you know, because there's 9 times out of 10 on a site, when you first go in there, they'll say, hey, enter your email, get X percent off.
Right.
But then when you go back, you can't really do the same thing. So, you know, from these companies that, you know, the influencer affiliates, if you will, can kind of help that out. Cause
well, sometimes David, you did a good job of cutting out like the, you know, we want brands to come in and speak for themselves and like introduce themselves and pitch their stuff. But we've had some that seem a little like just, I don't know, kind of sleazy. And David's done a good job of keeping that at bay. Not that they're bad people, but like if you don't have a website that someone can go to or a minimum order's $1,000, like that's not helping anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of that.
I mean, you have to have a whole website. I mean, it's pretty simple. If you don't have a website, you can't post.
Yeah.
And, right. You know, okay. We're trying to, you know, keep it legit. And at least you have some sort of tracking with a website. If you've got to, you know, go on a WeChat or whatever else, you know, to make a deal. I don't want anything to do with that. And I don't think it serves anybody in the group any good.
Yeah. Not my stance on that whole thing kind of is like circling back to, you know, influencers and people posting in the group. My view on it really is just, is if what you're posting is helpful to the community, great, you know, accept it. But if this is just like, you know, you've now become another self-titled detailing guru, or, you know, you just came out with, actually, if you just came out with a brand, it's not a big deal. But if you're like, you know, I'm trying to sell my detailing classes now, like, get out of here. You know, we don't care. you're not helping anybody.
It's nice to filter that stuff out for sure. Cause it's, you know, you want to.
The other thing that was kind of strange with the brand, I'm not going to mention the brand again, but like it created kind of like a way to audit the space. So like this new brand came in, was publishing all their stuff, and all these other brands that were involved in the community were like, oh, wait, they're ripping off this from us. Is it, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not throwing them on the bus. Like, I'm not here to start problems with brands, but like it's a good place to check what the marketplace is doing, what competitors are doing, and maybe brands can learn from it. So I don't know, if you sit around and do the same things, you're getting passed up. So like, I think it's been educational from a lot of different standpoints.
Yes. Yeah. Mike G dropping the hot stuff.
Mike G.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I've been a member of this group, I don't think I've like, I do the, I, you know, if I'm buying something online, I do the, you know, like, let me find a coupon code. Just let me do my due diligence to make sure that I'm getting the best deal possible. And going to the car detailing deals group is now my first stop before I purchase anything. It's very helpful. I'm sure
a lot of the times
that I'm not paying full price as well.
Yeah. I got a bunch of hate mail around Christmas from guys saying my wife hates me because I just bought all this stuff for myself because I couldn't pass up the deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, and it was hard. I mean, I let a lot of things go. I take care of two cars, you know,
and
there's only so much I can
do. My excuse is, hey, I'm making money with this stuff, making videos. So we got to hold on to
right.
that.
There needs to be like a disclaimer when you sign up that, you know, this may, this may cause financial distress.
And that's speaking of making videos, Martin, in the promo, we saw you, looks like you were coding your fire pit.
Yeah. So
touch a little bit about that.
I ended up getting gifted like a regular, pretty cool looking fire pit. Then I started looking into it. I learned about smokeless fire pits, found one on Amazon that was like about $100. And you know, I know a lot of coatings work on metals. Yeah. So the coating I just happened to have at the time was CarPro's new D-Quartz. And I reached out and I'm like, hey, is this good on the exterior of a fire pit? And they're like, as long as the fire is not touching it, it'll be fine. Yeah. So in that video, because I've been kind of branching out into other things aside from detailing every now and then, in that video, I try to incorporate detailing as much as I can. So I'm like, hey, let's coat the fire pit. You know, let's keep the stainless steel protected on the outside where the fire's not touching. Keep it looking good. So,
yep.
Easy enough. Not going to hurt anything.
It's nice to don't see someone with a coating that doesn't want to set it on fire.
Don't torture test it. You might get back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. That's coming.
Yeah.
$5 super chat from James7867. Awesome. 2 requests sent, 1 for each group. Thanks, fellas, and for helping start. I can't talk today. For helping a startup detailing business.
Hey, no problem. That's what we like to see.
Yeah,
very cool. Yeah, I'm a big fan of like kind of the out of the box items getting coated. You know, like a fire pit or like a dishwasher or
Yeah, you know, I take like, because I've got all these, I did this video where I bought like, I don't know, 20, 30 different waxes. So I'll just use paste wax and wax random things around my house.
really do when we've got all this stuff.
Yeah, I got so much of it. I'm like, I might as well use it. You know, let me wax the countertop. Let me wax my tools, like, you know, my air compressor over here and make it look nice.
There's
like,
very, very few surfaces in my house that haven't had CleanMaker, I think, touch it at least once.
Yep.
We don't even buy cleaning products in here because I've got so much in the garage. Yep. We find something in the garage. We got plenty of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we I actually just ceramic coated my, I just changed the suspension on my car and I ceramic coated the struts and the springs and
nice
and everything. Just
I ceramic coated my Xbox and my PS5. I mean,
I haven't gone that far, but that
I mean,
no,
that's dedication.
Why not? Yep.
I've got a couple bottles of Cerakote that I could give a shot.
Yeah,
zing.
Oh, Cerakote.
That, I think that word's gonna get us demonetized. I don't know.
Sorry, thank you, I didn't know that was the C word.
Hey, you know, it should work on stuff inside the house.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, Shine Your Light Detailing dropped an AC unit. So I see a lot of guys doing that, which is super, super cool.
Definitely. Oh, wait, Papa Smurf, I was going to ask this question. What? Totally coated my new toilet inside and out when I did the outside still. Well, I want to know about the inside, though.
The inside's the inside. One visit from him.
Don't ask about that. I don't want to see the torture test.
No.
Torture test.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I remember when he did that. It was hysterical.
If he posted a brisket video and then a torture chest of a toilet, I'm concerned. So.
Oh, my God. He redid his bathroom, I think, a few years ago.
Has anyone coded their phone screen? I think Jamie has.
I've done that in the past.
At some point, a video. Mm-hmm. I have not, because I know that the phone like has a ceramic shield on it. At least my phone does, and I don't. Entirely know what that means, but I don't want to interfere with it.
Oh, so. It's like the dealerships. Like, hey, your car's got a ceramic shield. Yeah. What does that mean? Well, you just sprayed some stuff on it. $100.
This is your $1,000 spray wax. But...
$3,000 usually. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
But when we bought my wife's car, we got a release from a Toyota dealership, and the finance guy there, I've detailed his car before. So he took all that stuff off the invoice because he knew, like, I knew he exactly knew what it was. Yeah. He's just like, I'm not even going to bother, you know. So
that's
bad. Oh man, yeah, yeah. I told him not to wash my car, and the tires looked like they were like a paintbrush dipped in vegetable oil. Oh. Like that's it was disgusting. Brutal. Couldn't wait to get it home and clean it.
Yeah, some of those petroleum based scents are incredible. You know,
that's black magic right there.
Takes you, you know, 6 months with the scrubbing to get it off. But
yep.
But yeah, we're kind of getting close to our Q&A session. So I think before we'll drop our giveaway question for those getting their fingers ready who have been paying attention. So what are we going to be giving away today?
Glove Box RX kit.
Delicious. Delicious. So
4 bottles, 4 sprayers, 4 products, and 4 towels from the Radco.
Yeah. David's showing it very gracefully.
I've reviewed it before too, if you want to see
on his very stout shelves. If JB demos something, he has to like dip a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
Got some shoulder. So.
2024, year of a new shelf.
Yep. So yeah, the giveaway we'll be looking lower 48. So hopefully you're in the deep south of the US. So here hopefully you're paying attention.
The nice thing about the Glovebox RX is when we ship it, it doesn't freeze. So
that's true. That's one of the big selling points of it. Wow. But what giveaway item does Fred have that was never claimed? And you don't win that giveaway item, but you'll win the Glovebox RX. Yeah.
That'd be sweet if you did.
That would.
Yeah. You have to spell it properly to count.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Hey, bunch of answers coming in.
First one I see is Bro Dizzle Dazzle Detailing.
That's what I see.
That is the one I see as well.
That's what I see.
Yep.
Congratulations, Bro Dizzle.
Yeah, Bro Dizzle, you can email my emails under my name here. It's Fred@GloveboxDetail.com. So you should be able to email me right there.
I was going to spell it. BDD for the win. So congratulations.
Fred@GloveboxDetail.com.
And how about we get into some Q&A?
Let's do it.
We'll see what we got. I know JB's been starring some questions. Anything really catch your eye there, JB? You want to load up on the screen?
Let's see here. We've had a few people ask where they can find the Car Detailing Deals group, and that's on Facebook. We did show that out.
I put the Car Detailing Deals.
They should be able to find that.
Car Detailing Deals. So it's a pretty easy process to get in. You submit your request, answer a couple pretty easy questions. Don't ask GB for the answers. Apparently you got it wrong. And then I think it's hard for you guys to turn someone down that's actually legitimate. So,
yeah, it's pretty easy to spot a regular person versus you know, some scammer, fake profile, Chinese, whatever.
Yeah. And if, you know, one of the questions is what's your favorite pH neutral soap? Mm-hmm. You know, like
some people get confused by that one. They're like, what?
And I had to think about it.
I refuse the ones that say Dawn. Like,
oh, we have so many that say Dawn dish soap.
Oh my gosh. Right,
exactly. I said that.
Dang.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. David wants to know if JTC went camping. He did not go camping.
He's camping in his kitchen. That's what he's doing.
He is. That is Dewar's thing.
Yep. That's my thing. So
Scott, what we call dad duty.
A little
he's just got a blanket out in the swamp.
He's on the swamp buggy.
He does. Yeah.
Yep.
DIY Detail, thank you. Congratulations, JB, on the Grand Ambassador nomination. I appreciate that. DIY Detail.
Yeah. JB's got a bunch of work ahead of him. Really,
I do. I'm like, it's day one and I'm already stressed out. What else do we got here?
Yeah, where's my free stuff, man?
We've got a comment from Ed. I've seen this comment a couple times in the group. I just love to buy with a percentage off and free shipping, and just buy to buy. I need a discount code for Detail Division.
That one would be huge. We need to work on that one.
That's a unicorn.
They don't discount ever. Like, I don't ever see much from them.
But if you want some good Carbon Collective teal goodies, that's the spot to go to.
Yep.
Or I know there's I think if there's some people that, you know, any kind of free shipping code that people see, I think they're all over it.
Yeah. Especially nowadays, man. Shipping has gotten out of control.
We can do a whole
podcast. If they can't reach the limits. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Fred, I think you lose sleep over shipping costs and such.
It's one of my, the costs are one thing. It's the hassle of it. Like, it's a lot of work for shipping. It costs a lot.
And the headaches that you have to deal with. Exactly. Yeah. When something that's out of your control to happen.
Yeah. Like we sent a December glove box to a guy in Ontario. He just got it the other day and it came just smashed to pieces and he's freaking out on me. I'm like, dude, I'm not the shipping company. Like,
yeah.
Once it leaves that truck, like it's out of my hands. It's like getting your order at Chipotle or like at a restaurant and they give it to the server and the server trips and spills it everywhere. You don't go back to the counter and yell at that person.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And shipping, like our costs are insane. Like we lose on every box that we ship.
Shipping is expensive. I understand that. Very expensive. It's
crazy expensive.
Anyone that buys wholesale knows.
Sure. And like talking about shipping, like we were talking about Kosh Kemi earlier.
Yeah.
I don't remember if these figures are right, but not just them, but like an overseas shipment in a big container for a while was like $2,000 to ship the whole container. Now it's like tenfold that. You're talking $20,000 to ship a container by the time they pay duties and all the fees that they go through. Like, that's a ton of money.
And so many people have been conditioned by the Amazon Prime business model. Yeah. So when they see that there is shipping or it's taking too long for shipping, it's at least to me, I'm convinced it's a product.
There's really no such thing as free shipping because the shipping is always factored into the cost of the product. So just be aware of that. If there's a place that's charging you for shipping, it's because they're not throwing the cost into the product.
Yeah, people forget that they've paid $129 for this membership that gives them the free shipping. So you've got to think about
that Amazon as a company has created their own shipping company. Basically, they spent $88 billion last year on their shipping department.
And this $3 bottle of cleaner is being sold for $19.99, free shipping. Yeah,
their pricing's wild. I went to get a bottle of Zyrtec allergy medicine earlier today, and the Amazon brand was like 300 pills for $10, where you can get 36 of them for $25 of the brand name. It's ridiculous. You can't compete with it.
And that's another everything now. The shipping was a big thing in Glovebox RX because of your shipping water. Like most products are 95% water.
Yeah.
And that's, like the new box we shipped out this month is almost 8 pounds. Well, a lot of that's water. Mm-hmm. So you cut that out and we could ship like one of our cartridges in a mail, regular.
Yeah.
Because it had a mobile mailer. Yeah.
Yeah. For 47 cents or whatever stamp cost.
Yeah. I know that's been an argument too with companies that sell, you know, if they sell buckets, you know, they'll try and fill the buckets up with stuff. So they're not just shipping a ton of air, you know, like the empty bottles in the Glove Box RX are, you know, that's fine because it's the same size box. It's just a lot lighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I don't envy the companies that have to deal with that.
No. So take it easy on companies that are dealing with shipping.
Yeah.
So
this is pretty funny. UPS pronounced oops.
Oops.
we have boxes that I get pictures of that look like they played football with them.
Oh, that's wild. You sent me one before.
Another thing that people don't realize is, see, you order a box and it gets damaged. And you know, most of the time the company you bought it from sends you another one. And a lot of people have this attitude, well, they have it insured through the shipping company. I've won one case in 6 years with UPS and FedEx and USPS for GloveBox. And that's because they drove a forklift through our pallet. That's the only time we got our insurance covered. Every other one that gets damaged, we've gotten 0% refund back on.
Wild. These things like fly down conveyor belts in their sorting warehouses. So if things aren't packed really good. Even if they are, sometimes, you know, here comes like a 50-pound package that's just landing right on top of it.
Did I just demonetize you guys for saying that?
Yeah.
That's not my channel. That's fine.
No, sorry. That's our camper extraordinaire Jamie's issue right there. So, I think our last question to round everything up before we get to our closeouts is from Miller Detailing. What's everyone's go-to brand and site? Website, if you had to choose one. So I think we can do a bit of a round table. We'll start with JB.
I'm gonna have to say the Rag Company, not just because of the Grand Ambassador. I do a lot of shopping at the Rag Company.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll check back in 4 months for a different answer.
I do a lot of shopping at the Rag Company. If I had to pick a brand, I don't know if I could pick a brand though. That's a tough one.
Hard.
As an enthusiast, it's hard just to pick one.
It's hard. I do reach a lot for Armor Detail Supply, I do purchase from them directly. So I'd probably say between the Rag Company and Armor Detail Supply.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, he froze.
Very cool. We'll jump over to Fred.
Oh, me? Glovebox.detail.com. Where else?
Of course.
That's a tricky one. I've been buying a lot from Car Supplies Warehouse because they're my neighbors. They're literally 10 minutes. And I can go pick it up there. Jason's been a good contact in the space, and he's helped in our detailing group. I hung out with him several times now. So when I shop for certain things, I try to go there. And my favorite brand, geez.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I like too many things. I don't even know where to start. Like, there's certain types of products I like from certain brands. I mean, Armor's been killer.
Yeah. What's your favorite soap?
Oh God, that's another.
Let's narrow it down. What's your favorite soap?
Yeah. If you say Dawn, we're kicking you out of this chat.
Oh man, I have like a top three.
Sure.
Yeah. I love Detail Firm Exterior Lather.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because it smells like limes, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love Lithium Double Tap.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff.
And what would be my third one? Jeez, I don't know. I really enjoyed the Armor Shampoo Plus and Incredible Suds. So I really have a lot. I have too many soaps that I like, and that's what I use the most of, because that's when you're doing your maintenance washes and stuff. So, you know, I can go on and on.
All good choices.
Martin, is there a favorite brand?
I'd say all things considered, there's a lot of brands I like, a lot of premium brands and such. But when it comes to just like value for your money and the sheer range of products that are good products, probably 3D.
Okay. Yep. Very cool. David?
I try to stay neutral in this, but it's, you know, like, I don't want to be the, you know, rep this group and then single out anybody, but
right. That's why I mentioned like a bunch of different.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Armor Detail Shampoo Plus, I think, has just knocked it out of the park. So sorry, other brands. I just think they really did, you know, right there. Yeah. And then, I don't know, you know, Car Pro Lift. I think it's real solid, you know, for what I do. Yeah. Anyone from DIY on here?
Yeah,
I think I did see them in the chat. They were kicking out. Not sure who exactly.
Yeah. I really like Incredible Suds. I find Incredible Suds just too thick. It kind of drives me a little crazy, but I think it's a solid product, and
it is. It's great.
It is great. I just feel, you know, even in the New Mexico heat, it's still a little on the thick side, which I find really interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I like to stick to my measurements, like as close as I can, without having to use a measuring cup. But something like Incredible Suds is it sticks to the measuring cup, but the performance is great.
Exactly.
Right.
Two other sites I try to shop at is Mike's Auto Detailing site.
Detail Depot, and then
also Fab's Detail Supplies.
Oh yes.
Been friends with those guys for years. I actually helped build their sites, so I got to plug them a little bit.
Yeah, Mike has been great to the group. So cheers to Mike.
He has.
He's been real solid to the group.
Yeah, so I try to shop there like I did a little bit this for Christmas, and I didn't buy a ton of stuff except for a few things, but I try to always go back to those guys because I think they're doing again on their own. Like I built the framework of their websites to get them going, and then they've learned all this stuff on their own. I give credit to those guys for trying to learn and do all these things and be one man shows on all this stuff that they do. So
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I try to give back to those guys too, because it's hard to do all this stuff.
Very cool. And, I guess for me, as the resident Canadian, TOC Supplies and Curzilla are two of the favorite sites, but brand wise, I think I need to get off my butt and get some Armor Detail stuff. Cause my goodness.
The Armor Detail's got their own wholesale program too.
Yep. Very cool. And
Jamie Ten at the
product wise, big fan of the Koshemi line and MPNS. Those are two of my regular go tos. Incredible Suds has been pretty wonderful. But GFX has kind of taken my my love. My goodness.
Since we're talking about deals, if you do and I don't, this goes back to Detail Division. If you need a bottle of GFX, it's 25% off right now to get it out.
Dang.
Of there. So I think it's like $19 for a bottle of GFX. So if you haven't gotten it,
I got to follow David here with TOC. I got to talk to Owen and see what we can do.
Oh yeah. So. You got to get that over there. Yeah. I was going to say this, as well. I got, I think it was the 4th of July sale. I combined the 4th of July sale with the promo code from the group. And I think I got it for the same price. It was like $58.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't sleep on that foam cannon. It's wonderful.
It's a good foam cannon.
Yep. But I think that rounds out the questions. So
that's all we got.
Fred, Martin, David, where can we find you guys? Share the plugs. JB, you can share the plugs afterwards too.
You can find me on my YouTube channel, Bellavoro Auto Spa, as well as my group, Bellavoro Detailing Community. I'm always around. Even if you want to add my personal page, message me directly. Feel free.
Yep. I'm in the group, Car Detailing Deals, almost all the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the second
you're very active in there.
I am. Yep.
What's your Instagram handle, David?
My Instagram handle is the Dad Cab.
There you go.
Dad Cab. Very nice.
The Dad Cab.
You guys can find me at gloveboxdetail.com. Instagram's gloveboxdetail. So is Facebook. And I think that rounds it out. And we have if anyone wanted to join our we have a Facebook community page for Glovebox. If you're interested in that, I'd love to see more people involved in that too. So.
Cool. I don't know if I'm a member. I might have to go check it out.
Yeah, I'll look and see if I sent you an invite or not.
So awesome.
Anyone that's interested, just hit me up and I can get you in there.
Great.
Yeah, JB, you need to join the secondhand detailing.
I'm in that one. I haven't sold anything, as you can tell. My plugs. Just follow me at Jay Belinsky. It was announced today. I was the Rag Company's Grand Ambassador T1 of 2024 with another group of great people, another five people. I don't have my promo code yet, but when I do, I will share it with you guys. I'll share it in the group so everyone can save a little change.
Sweet.
Great.
Very cool. And yeah, I appreciate everyone tuning in, even if it was a little bit of a different cast today. Yeah, shout out to Jamie for dealing with all of the stuff.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
Appreciate Jamie for getting you guys on. Appreciate you guys making the time to pop on, and hopefully the group grows and you get all the brands you want and it just takes off.
Yeah.
Thank you. It'd be good. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. And with that, any final words, Doer? Or
no, I think that's it. Everyone just have a safe weekend, and everyone just take care.
Cool. Take care, guys.
Thank you, everybody.